What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 190 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So something I hear a lot is this expression, this shouldn't be taking so long, or this shouldn't take so long. So usually where I'm hearing that is from someone who has reached a point where they're kind of frustrated, maybe disappointed in where they are in their journey, based on how long they've been doing it, how long since they started, or how long they've been doing really well, right? So I would hear that in a situation where somebody's been, let's say, working out for a while but really didn't pay attention to their diet, finally realized that diet is essential, 90% of results when it comes to fat loss and weight loss. So then they clean up their diet, and for anybody that's really cleaned up their diet, man, a week seems like a long time, right? You clean for 2 weeks, you're like, feel like you're doing it forever. But in 2 weeks, nothing really happens. You might lose an initial couple pounds of water weight and bloat from cutting out crap and salt and processed foods, but nothing substantial is going to happen. But it feels like a lot should have happened because it's freaking hard. Same thing with working out. You know, you start working out, you go hard for a couple months, and honestly, not much looks or feels that much different, so you get discouraged. So very understandable, but I want to discuss this because I feel like my job here is often to provide a reality check. And part of the problem we're seeing here is the culture that we live in and all the bullshit marketing and things that you see about 3 month transformations, 6 weeks to fat loss, 6 minute abs, all this bullshit. People trying to sell you their program, sell you their gym, sell you their training, and telling you how quickly you're going to see results. I'm going to give you a little story analogy, but as you guys know, a lot of the things that apply to working out apply to other things, sports, life in general, business. So it's very common in business for people who are starting up, and I know a lot of you guys have your own businesses or starting up some side businesses or doing some different projects. It can be very discouraging when after a certain period of time you're not really making any money yet, you're not really profitable yet, you're not really successful yet, and that can make you start to doubt what you're doing. Okay, so whether you're getting in shape, growing a business, you can start to doubt your process. You know, maybe you're working out incorrectly, maybe you need to try a different workout program, maybe you have to try a different diet program, maybe you have to just give up because it's not in the cards for you, because you've been doing it for so long and it, in quotes, should have been there by now. Same thing with business. You know, you're hustling. I mean, starting up a business is a shit ton of work and grind and day in and day out for very little results. If you're looking for financial reward or acknowledgement, if you are doing it because you love it and you're watching it build, it's very rewarding. But if you're looking for that paycheck, that's going to be a while. So when I first partnered in my first business in Florida with my brother-in-law, I had never run or even been involved in any of the running of a business before. Prior to that, I had been a trainer my whole life. From 20 years old to my mid-30s, I had trained people every single day. I didn't have responsibility for employees. I didn't have a responsibility for other coaches. I literally just trained my people. And that's all I wanted to do. I loved it. It was rewarding, but I had really no idea of how the gym that I worked in operated. I didn't know how it made money, if it made money. I didn't know the ins and outs of it. So when I had the opportunity to partner with my brother-in-law in a gym, training studio, I jumped on it. Now, you'll laugh, but I bet many of you guys have thought the same thing, particularly when you were younger. I thought, shit, if I'm going to be a partner in a business, I'm going to be all set financially. You know, I can remember thinking anybody that I knew, if I heard some guy was coming to the gym and he's the owner of XX restaurant, he's the owner of this salon, he's the owner of this cleaning business, this lady's coming and she owns a paper store around the corner. If I heard any of these people that owned businesses were coming in, I thought they were all set financially. I was like, oh man, this person's going to train every day. Money's no object. Couldn't be farther from the truth. Laughable when I think about it. In fact, most people that are running their own business, especially if they're in the first 5 years, are probably struggling financially. The opposite of comfortable financially, and would probably be much better off if they were working for somebody else, taking home a paycheck. Better off meaning financially short term. So after 6 months to a year of being in business, our studio was doing well by my partner's terms because he knew what he was looking at for a business. I was wondering why we weren't profitable yet. Sure, I could pay myself, pay him a little bit, but there was no money at the end of the month, at the end of the year. There was no big pot of gold. And I said, what's wrong? Why are we not making money yet? He said, man, don't you realize that most businesses aren't profitable, especially a startup business from scratch, for 2 to 5 years? And that blew my mind. I said, what? He said, oh yeah. And he started listing off well-known names, big businesses. He said, man, this guy didn't reach profitability for 5 years. This one didn't do it for 4. And don't get me wrong. The people are still taking on paychecks, but there's not extra money yet. It takes a long time to build a business, to grow it to the point where it starts to really become profitable. So hearing that information did not discourage me. It actually made me feel better because before I heard that and learned that, I thought I was doing something wrong. I thought we had to change everything up. But what I really needed was patience and understanding of the process. This is what I see all the time out in the fitness workout world. The person that says, oh, I should be there by now, this shouldn't take so long, doesn't understand how the shit works. Being on a clean diet, waiting for fat loss, body weight loss takes a long fucking time. So don't believe this bullshit that you see in 3 months, 6 months. This is a long-term process. It is not dissimilar to thinking you're going to open a business and make it rich in a year. This is the equivalent of buying fucking Bitcoin and thinking you're going to get rich when the stock, explodes. That might happen 1 in a million times, but the reality of it is nobody's getting rich on Bitcoin. It's too late. You know what I mean? You got to invest in smart stocks that take a long fucking time, and training is the same way. You got to invest in smart training and smart eating, and it takes a long fucking time. So when you're frustrated that it should have happened by now, shouldn't take so long, you're arguing with just a physical process. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. Now, I would say caveat to this. Make sure that you are following a legitimate program. Make sure there's other people that are doing it. Make sure those people that have gotten results. Make sure you trust your coach, nutritionist, whoever, so that you can have confidence in what you're doing. But if you're not seeing results week to week, that doesn't mean anything's wrong, okay? It is difficult to know the difference between you're not doing it wrong you're doing it wrong, or you're not being patient enough, right? So you want to see progress. Okay, if you see forward progress, that's a sign you're doing it right. But if you're not seeing overnight results, that's not a sign that you're doing it wrong. It's a sign that you need to understand this is a long-term journey. And every time you get discouraged and down on yourself and start doubting it, start changing things up and doing something different, you're actually shooting yourself in the foot and taking a huge step backwards. And this is something I see a lot, okay, where you're always looking for that next greatest diet plan, workout plan. That typically happens when things get hard. So we kind of subconsciously decide this one isn't working and we switch gears, start a new one. We're all excited for a few months, maybe see a little bit of change. It feels different. It's motivating. And then 3 months into that one, you're in the same fucking place again. And you want to start over. This is the same thing with the person that, decides they want to start a small business be a part of something, selling things, make money. And after 6 months, when they realize they're not at that level yet, they're not making any money, they switch and start a new one. And now everything they've worked for to that point is thrown out the window, and they got to start from start from scratch again. So what's usually happening here is starting from the beginning is the easy part, kind of, because it's exciting, it's new, you're full of this kind of a naive expectation that everything's going to be so great, and then reality kicks in that it's fucking hard. It takes a long time, whether that's your business or that's your body. So we want to remember there is nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. It's just time to dig deep, put your head down, and go. And Don't, you know, they tell you when you invest in the stock market, man, don't check your account every month. Don't check your account every week. Don't check your account every couple months. Just let it sit there. Because we know over time, it's going to get bigger, right? If you're following the right workout and eating program over time, you're going to get better. It's inevitable. But if every time you get a little discouraged, you bail and change everything, it's never going to happen. You're going to be running around in circles forever. That is the message for the day, guys. Hope that resonates with you. Any questions, hit me up on Facebook or scott@iamwillstrength.com, and see ya.